Our scripture reading this morning is Luke 22:31-43 and 54-62. It's kind of long, so please bear with me. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fall. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times that you know me. Then Jesus asked him, when I sent you without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? Nothing, he answered. He said to them, but now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written that he was numbered with the transgressions. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, that is written about me reaching the fulfillment. The disciple said, see, Lord, here are two swords. That's enough, he replied. Jesus went on out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And the angels from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And he began in anguish. Over in 54, when seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him, but he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him. And you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly, this fellow was one of him, was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. So this morning, the title of my sermon is Keeping Warm with the Enemy's Fire. Peter was very well liked by the other disciples. And whenever he is mentioned in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, usually Peter is the number one disciple that is mentioned, the first disciple. So you'd think that Peter denying Christ three times would not ever happen. I mean, he's the one that the day of Pentecost, stood up and started preaching. He's the one that got out of the boat, tried to walk on water. He had strength in leadership, strength in spirit, and he had strength in his body. He was a fisherman, rowing the boats, pulling in those nets. I'm sure he was a pretty strong man. But he was blind to his weakness. Part of the reason why we come to church is to be around other people that believe in Christ like us. But yet, Peter sat there by the fire with all these non-believers. And what happened? Because he sat there and he listened and he didn't want to make waves. He didn't want to say, yeah, I believe in him. I've saw all the miracles he's done. He sat there and he denied Christ 3 times. But if we go back to verse 31, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fall. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. To me, what that's saying is, Jesus knew what he was going to do. He knew that. He knew he was going to be denied 3 times. But he also says in here that the devil has asked to sift all of you as wheat. And to me, what that is saying is, it's saying that the devil is going to put you through things and tempt you. And he's going to find out exactly where your most vulnerable spot is. And he's going to use that against you. That's the reason why we need to come to church. That's the reason why we need to be around other people that are of faith, so that Christ will be more important. And the devil won't have as much hold on us. Satan attacks us. That's the reason why Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. Because he knows Satan is going to be after us. The pressures of men are great. You can say Peter was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he gave in to those peer pressures. I'm sure we all have been in those places that we didn't want to be in one way or another. And we knew that that was the wrong place to be, and we knew that we were there at the wrong time. At least I've been there. And it's hard. It really is hard. Over in Matthew, verses 21 through 22, from that time Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. And he must be killed, and on the third day he would rise again. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this will never happen to you. I believe that I would like to think that let's put it like that. I'd like to think that if I was put in this situation, that I would have this kind of faith and I would not falter. But the pressures of men are great. The pressures of the devil are great. Peter faltered. He truly did falter. But if we look over in John 21, 15 through 19, it reads this. When he had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are older, you stretched out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter's death was one on the cross as well. But as church history, or should I say church tradition, says, Peter was crucified upside down because he said that he did not deserve to be crucified the same manner that Christ had been. Peter sinned against the Lord. Peter denied our Lord, and yet our Lord knew it. But Jesus also knew that Peter would be one of the strongest disciples. My question for you this morning is, do you want to be another Peter? Do you want to follow Christ? Even though we make mistakes, Jesus will forgive us those sins. If you all will pray with me in just a moment. Lord Jesus, give this congregation the strength to stand up to the evil one. Give me strength to lead and guide. Give me strength, Lord, to stand up to the evil that I will face. In the Lord's name we pray, amen.